Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number two, brought to you by DraftKings, and the NFL is back. And DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving all new players a can't-miss offer for Week 1. Bet just $1 on any NFL game during the first week of the season, and you get $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. That's a deal you can't pass up. If you haven't tried DraftKings yet, here is the reason to do it. Bet a dollar, you get $200 in free bets. What you need to do, though, is download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Make sure you use code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two at a Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He is Thomas Frank Carr, guru, football expert, and the guy who's going to share that knowledge with us. Right, T. Frank?
Absolutely, and you can't prove otherwise. So we're absolutely locked in. Let's do this.
I would not even try to disprove it. T. Frank, in quarter number one, we looked at the offense, and of course, we spent a lot of time at quarterback position. Let's take a look at the defense. They're pretty important also, that side of the ball. And on offense, I said, prove me wrong that the issue is the quarterback. Defense, I say the issue is the defensive line. Am I wrong?
I think you're on the right track. I would be more specific and say the defensive end position, because the defensive tackle position to me is probably the most rock solid of the group, and I know what to expect. I don't expect them to be flashy outside of possibly Hakeem Beamon or a deep sleeper in Jordan Vandenberg if he's ready to play this football season. Those guys could be the flashy sort of sack players, but from Derek Tangelo and Fred Hansard and especially PJ Mustafer, I think you're going to get a very good effort as run defenders and guys that are stable on the interior. It then becomes what is at the defensive end position and can they generate pressure to not leave their corners on an island? That, to me, is the biggest question. Does Nick Tarburton have enough pass rushing ability? I think he's going to be a good run defender. Just looking at him in practice, he's got the body type to be a good strong side defensive end. Then it becomes, you know, what depth do they have? What abilities do they have on the high end? I just think they're going to be stable and they're going to be a part of the whole, but I don't know that there's going to be a defensive end that is a star, or I don't know that there's going to be a pass rushing unit out there that is as dangerous as they've had in the past.
It appears at defensive end, we could go back to the same conversation we had on offense with the offensive line, is you may like some of these guys, but you're just not sure because you haven't seen them do it yet. When you lose essentially the two deep with defensive end, there's not that incumbent like, say, an Adisa Isaac, who you think can be the star of the group. We had Owe the year before, and then, you know, so on and so forth going back in years. None of these guys have proven it yet. And if you want to talk experience, it's really Ibukiti, and that's Temple experience, right? How does that translate to the Big Ten?
I don't have a problem with – so watching him on film, he's going to be a good pass rusher, and I think he'll be a good defensive end. But then it just becomes, can you game plan for him? Do you have enough that teams can't key on him and that they can eliminate him with double teams, chip blocks, things like that? Because he's proven to me, and I don't have a problem with translating, because is it a jump? Yes. Is it that much of a jump? He was a very productive defensive end. And I will give the benefit of the doubt to the talent and scouting that Penn State did in the transfer portal, that they targeted him as the guy they wanted to bring in as their lead pass rusher. And that's, to me, the other side of the conversation is Adisa Isaac was not a proven commodity. He was another good option, especially as a pass rusher. If you can put both those guys out there with Isaac and with Ibukiti, then you have a balanced attack that you can't key on one guy. Now you're looking for Smith Vilbert to be the other guy. You're looking for maybe Jesse Luketa or a defensive tackle, which is easier to game plan for. So it just, to me, it limits the options and makes the path to success a little more narrow or a little more outside the box than we're used to with a simple four-man rush, which is where Penn State wants to be when they are using their pressure packages. Brent Pry is an aggressive guy. I do think he blitzes more than probably a conservative defensive coordinator. If you want to call conservative versus aggressive, I'd say he's more aggressive. But at their best, they want to rush four, drop eight, and make you wrong in the secondary and just smother you with coverage. They may have to be more aggressive than they have been in the past this year when it comes to the way they rush the passer.
Just a reminder, GoPSURV.com is running a special for the Ball State game, the first home game. Rent one RV for the weekend, get the second one for free at their Lion's Den lot. Parking is not a hassle for you. You get shuttled to and from the game. For more information, call Mark at 800-519-8467. We are talking the defense with T. Frank Carr. We talked defensive line. All right, let's work our way back. Let's go to linebacker. The big news there, T. Frank, was that Brandon Smith is going to switch sides, switch positions. Curtis Jacobs is going to take over then, essentially, for Jesse Luketa, the other linebacker position. Explain to us why that's important, what difference there is between those two positions, and why Brandon Smith will be better off for it.
So Brandon Smith is going to be playing in the box more, between the tackles, a more traditional linebacker position. And just the way that college football is now, you're putting more guys in space than you have in the past. You don't have three linebackers in the box with one over the center and two over the tackles or outside the tight ends or overhang. You have two in the box and one out, basically covering the slot and being in no man's land. Brandon Smith had the physical ability to do it, but didn't have, I don't think, the coverage instincts at 6'5 and a more linear athlete to effectively play in space as well. So he's going to be back into a more traditional linebacker role, which I think, and I think everyone agrees, will make him a more effective player and more disruptive. You put Curtis Jacobs out there, who does have those skills. So immediately you're solving two problems with one move. And the reason you didn't do that last year is because Curtis Jacobs was a true freshman, but he did show again in flashes, and I'm banking on his upside. I've seen enough where there's some superstar qualities to what he can do that, yeah, maybe you're going to give up plays. As a linebacker, you're going to give up plays, but if you can make enough, that makes you a highly effective football player. And I think both those guys can do that when it comes to Brandon Smith as a run defender and a thumper and a guy that can close and hit and chase. And then Curtis Jacobs as that really multidimensional talent at the linebacker position. They'll be able to do what they did more in the past when they kept three linebackers on the field and they had a bigger, stronger body out in space to stop the run, bubble screens, things like that. That's where they had a problem last year. They have enough defenders to put in that position. I think they're going to be successful. And then the middle linebacker position, you got to be steady. You got to be smart. And Ellis Brooks has shown in the past, at times he can do that. It's just consistency with him and really taking that position over. And that's going to be the key at that linebacker position in the middle is, can you just be steady?
And that's what they need there, no doubt. And I think we're all anxious to see Brandon Smith explode, make those big plays that we're hoping for, that we're used to seeing from a Penn State linebacker. That leaves us, T. Frank, with the defensive backs. Here's the common thought. Lots of talent there at cornerback, lots of options. It's kind of like what running back is like. A lot of different options there and a lot of talent there. At safety, it's Jaquan Brisker, and it is who else?
That's really the question right now, and that's going to be the biggest determining factor about the, you know, I think the weak link system at safety or at in the secondary is, do they find a guy that can play up to the level of the rest of the unit? Because you've got four deep at the boundary corner, you've got multiple options at slot corner, you've got a potential All-American candidate in Jaquan Brisker who can do a lot of different stuff at multiple levels of the field. And I think he can still even get better as a deep safety and really give you the versatility there. Then it becomes, Is Keaton Ellis ready to play safety? Does he have those skills? And is Tig Brown ready to go this year, where last year he didn't really know the defense because he didn't have a chance to practice? Now that he does, what are his skills? We really don't know. We've heard good things. I do think he has that deep free safety ability. I do think he has enough versatility to be dependable, but there still is a question there. That's probably, outside of left guard, the biggest question mark on the depth chart as to how's that going to shape out. I do think that it's going to be Jair Brown and then possibly Keaton Ellis. I don't know how Tyler Rudolph fits into this equation, but those are the three guys you're looking at when it comes to that other safety position. And the unit is so strong as a whole. It only takes one to bust coverage, but the unit is so strong as a whole, you should be very confident in their ability in the secondary from a talent perspective and from a step-up perspective, because I think they're all ready for prime time. I'm expecting Joey Porter Jr. to take a step forward this year.
When you look at the defense, and this has been the case for several years, I feel like I look at the individual talent and say, this should be a really good defense, yet there always seems to be that tendency to give up the big play. They stop people on first down, second down, it's third and long, and there's a miscue somewhere. A receiver's running free somewhere in the defensive backfield. How do they fix that? Was that a lack of talent somewhere, or communication, or coaching? How do they fix that problem, T. Frank?
So it's a multi-level problem. Some of it was the players last year making mistakes and busting coverage. Part of it was the communication on the back end. And then there have just been times where even smart, dependable, excellent football players that have gone onto the NFL, they either take a risk, they jump a route that they want to get their hands on the ball, and they bite on a double move. So it's never a satisfying answer. I kind of feel like a coach here sitting after a game and saying it's a little bit of all of it. James Franklin loves to say it's all of it. But it's true. If there was one thing and you could fix it, they would. I think to me, the biggest question is not necessarily all the little things that add up, but is their focus going to change this year when it comes to what they're asking their defense to do? They have so much talent. Are they going to be more aggressive with their corners and play more man coverage? They've been a little, they typically are soft back there, where they play softer coverages and they give up. They don't want to give up the big play, so they're going to be conservative. They've got the talent. They can run with anybody this year. Are they going to do that? That's my question about the secondary.
All right, that is it for quarter number two. T. Frank, you're going to get the questions next segment. Get yourself ready for that.
The NFL is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving all new players a can't-miss offer for Week 1. Bet just $1 on any NFL game during the first week of the season and receive $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.